Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, August 31st, and the week ahead. Well, folks, we have arrived at the last day of August. Boo-hoo. Onward to September and the inevitable change of seasons and wardrobes, right? Sweaters in, t-shirts out, sandals off, boots on, and the business of back to school and the cold and flu season, if you're not careful. It very well could be a low-energy day. I mean, after all, it's the last day of August, and that signals an end of the summer. And who likes to see that? Add to that is a waxing moon in Cancer, the cardinal water sign. A waxing moon is always a low-energy day as the light of the moon darkens. Just doesn't have the same juju. Now, the moon is also conjunct Mercury. So the planet, the moon, which represents feelings, and Mercury, which represents the intellect, are together in the most sensitive sign of the zodiac. Now, when that happens, people often feel like reaching for their binky, whatever gives them a sense of security. It could be the home, the family, your best friends, checking your bank account, or simply painting away in that creative zone that you go to. So by all means, let your feelings flow today to whatever brings you a sense of comfort and security. Now, with Venus crossing the south node of the moon, otherwise known as K2, the planet of love, art, and romance crosses the shadow planet of fate and also the past. Now, Venus K2 connections often trigger something out of the past. It could be as amazing as a long-lost love coming back into your life or some type of reunion. Well, whatever it is, it will have a feeling of fate. Now, Mercury is out of retrograde. When a Mercury retrograde ends, it can mean that you have changed your mind about something. If you've been going back and forth about this or that, well, the decision is ready to be made. And when Mercury retrograde ends in Cancer, it's also a change of heart. So you have a change in your thinking and a change in your feeling. That's interesting. This adds up to one introspective day. Or you may just tidy up the house or take the kayak out. The big news this week is Monday's new moon. It's in Leo, the fire fixed sign, you know, the line of the zodiac. Now, typically, a Leo new moon is filled with power, optimism, but because of a not-so-pleasant opposition with Saturn from Aquarius, the taskmaster of the zodiac, this lunar cycle could be flooded with fearful emotions. Saturn does that if left unchecked. You just might struggle with negativity as opposed to the usual buoyancy of a Leo cycle. So keep an eye out for the angst. No need to let get out of control with things you can't control. There is a Saturn-Sun opposition that comes with this lunar cycle. It's a big energy that creates power struggles. And it's the power struggles with people in charge and bosses. So bosses may get the message to take this job and shove it, and coworkers could get a little bit on your nerves. And in the realm of fathers and sons, well, they could be more than the usual baseline disagreements. Oppositions are stressful, but useful. They help create an imbalance. So whatever is opposing you in your life, it's begging for rebalance. Another thing about Saturn-Sun oppositions is that it really can take the energy out of your day. So we have the waxing moon and the Sun-Saturn conjunction. Yeah, this may be a real hunker-down day. Overall, it could be a very emotional week because the moon and Mercury transit the karmic knot. Remember, that's where the water sign Cancer meets the fire sign Leo. And that always brings up stuff from the past. And the past could be way back when you were in the pyramids. Then the moon joins with Venus and K2 in Virgo. That's the past begging to be released. But next weekend, it's all clear with the moon in the happy sign of Libra. Amen to that. So yeah, it's an emotional week and one with kind of low, depressive, negative energy. Well, what else is new? Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's a wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. That's it for now. Over and out.